This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hezbollah traded cross-border fire on Sunday, marking the heaviest exchanges in months, VOA's Arash Arbasadi reports.
Israel says it launched airstrikes targeting thousands of rocket launchers to foil what it called an imminent attack from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah, meanwhile, says it fired hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel as payback for the killing of a top commander in Beirut last month. The uptick in violence marks the heaviest exchanges in months, and Israel says there's more to come. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Russian officials on Sunday said five people died in Ukrainian shelling in Russia's border region of Belgorod while Russian forces struck a hotel in eastern Ukraine, leaving one journalist missing and two others injured. 12 other people were wounded in a Russian village, including a 16-year-old girl reported to be in critical condition. Reuters news agency said on Sunday a journalist covering the war in Ukraine was missing and two other team members were hospitalized after the hotel they were staying at in the city of Kramatorsk in the eastern Donetsk region was hit by an apparent missile strike. Women in eastern India on Sunday rallied with lit torches to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and murdered in Calcutta City. A police volunteer has been arrested and charged with the crime. Protesters said they will not budge until justice is delivered to the victim. Doctors across the country have held protests, candlelight marches, and refused to see non-emergency patients in the past week after the killing of the 31-year-old postgraduate student on August 9th in the eastern city of Calcutta. This is VOA News.